That picture I got is ridiculous, but I'm gonna keep it just because it looks so bad. And that's how gangster I am. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna keep that ugly, that ridiculous picture. That's gonna be like, if you click on it, it's see me. I'm looking like a ridiculous Homer Simpson drawing, like we got caught in the middle of doing something. But I'm gonna keep it. But no, this video I wanted to make because something dangerous happened to me. Not like in a physical form, but in like a mental form, right? I had to hang out with some friends, man. And like, that's where the title of this video came from, never ask questions. I should have put never ask them questions. Never ask bitches questions, man. Like never. The only time a question is acceptable when you're speaking with a woman is if you've never met her before, you don't know her at all, you know, and to get conversation started. That's the only time asking a woman a question is, if you're trying to fuck the bitch, that's the only time it's acceptable. Because if you keep asking too many questions, you like, I say, if you ask any more than two questions, then you are the follower in the relationship. And what do I always say? Women hate being the leader. They hate being the winner because it's lonely being the winner because they have to make the decisions and decide what to allow in. It's more fun when they're the follower and then they're just kind of being like approached with demands and statements because now they, you know, because there's emotion behind that. It's like, you know, what would we think if I do this? You see what I'm saying? Like it's fun being a follower. You see what I'm saying? This is why I say do not. If when you're dealing with a bitch, see, especially now, because Valentine's Day just passed. So guys, like, first of all, I'm going to leave with this. Valentine's Day just came around. So bitches is trying to hook up with guys and they trying to get guys to do something. And the guy's like, well, what do you want me to do? Well, I don't know. What? You see, like, once you end up in question mode with bitches, you lost. It's over. You can never go back to being dominant on that shit. You can never go back to being an elite. Once you dive into that question mark frustration territory with a bitch, it's over with that bitch. You got to do as a man. I don't care if you got five kids with a woman, I don't care if you married her. But look, as a man, you always must keep this in mind. Be ready to take your ball and go home, all right? Because like I say in other past videos, the only time women act like they have any sense. Women are like children. The only time their brains will start to take on having sense in the world is when their self-esteem is taking a hit in some way. And in this form, take your ball and go home means, oh, he'll leave me at any time. So she's on her toes now. Like, I don't give a fuck what y'all done. If y'all live together, if y'all got a car together, dog together, kids get. Look, as a man, you always have to like be like 1 foot. Once it's clear to her that you put 2 feet into this shit, then she's gonna be that leader in it. Like she'll always have the power to take her ball and go home. You see what I'm saying? And you will be the follower at that point. And then Messi is this Valentine's Day shit. For guys who don't know this shit, like women, the only time they know how to act is when their self-esteem. The only time they know how to act is when their self-esteem take a hit. And then with Valentine's Day alone, see, some women, they'll learn how to act around these holiday seasons. And see, men misinterpret that as the woman wants a partner. No, that's not what happened. Okay, well, see, when Valentine's Day comes around, Christmas, New Year's, and shit like that. See, in America, Thanksgiving, because it's like in America, Thanksgiving is close to Christmas. So it fits that whole time frame of bitches acting like they got sense. See, her self-esteem has taken a hit because, see, her girlfriends have guys and her, you know, her sisters, aunties, niece, they're bringing over a man. So now her self-esteem is fucked up. So now it's, oh, hi, I know how to be pleasant now. You know, when all of the time of the year, she was a fucking cunt the whole goddamn time. You see, I'm saying, see, watch bitches' actions. Stop paying attention to what they're saying. Watch their actions and the time frame within when they're doing it. You see, like, now, my bitch on Valentine's Day, guess what I did for my bitch? I'm honest with it. And I told my friends this. Guess what I got my girl for a Valentine's Day gift? And I'll let you guess. I'll let you take 5 seconds to guess. 2, 3, 4, 5. I got her a hard dick up her ass with no lube. That's exactly what I got her Valentine's Day. That's exactly what. No, and then I tell you what else we did. We ended up going out to the club because I hate the club, but she wanted to go to the club. We ended up going out to clubs that night, and she was like, "Well, I paid to go in if you pay for all the drinks, right?" So, she paid to go into the clubs, and I ain't never paid for no drink. I just told her I paid for the drinks. We walked out, and it came home and put hard dick up her ass again, and then. The next morning, I jerked off on her tits while she was playing with my nipples while I was overlooking Prague. That's what happened on my Valentine's Day. I'm not making this shit up. I would like, see, I'm not the type of dude who takes pictures and shit. I wish I was that kind of dude who takes pictures and records shit. I meant to record the last time you fucked, but I'm just not that. I don't even think in that way because I'm a little older and I came up in a time where. We didn't have cameras around like that. So, like, it never even crosses my mind to record or take pictures of women I'm fucking and, or anything. It just never comes up. Matter of fact, the only picture I have of her with us together was when we were at the club. And they and the club took a picture of us and put it on Facebook. And that's the only picture I got of us. Because I don't do the selfie bullshit. I don't take pictures. But, yeah, man, that's what I did for Valentine's Day. And, like, man, I know other guys, man, they sitting up dealing with bitches shit. I'm just like, man, are you fucking serious, man? Like, I feel, and be honest with you, I feel my testosterone drop when I watch guys deal with bitches like that. Like, oh my gosh, I gotta buy her gifts. Like, I feel my testosterone lower. Because see, this is my philosophy on Valentine's Day, Christmas, New Year, shit like that. My philosophy on that is this. The guys that women spend those actual days with are the guys they really don't want for real. But they're the safe bet to have around when her other girlfriends have guys. This is my theory on it. And to date, it's proved correctly. Because the bitch who I put my hard dick up her ass, I guarantee she went back and found her little beta boy husband who she spent all his money on me 3 days earlier while she was getting dick up her ass. He went out and took her off out in the town and bought her a box of chocolates and roses. See, you got to remember this too as a man. A woman, and men do this. Some guys do this with women too. But I think it's less because men are far more thirsty for shit. So they'll put up with some of anything. But especially with women, women have the protector beta guy and then they have the bad boy guy they really want to fuck. And he can slap her, spit in her face. Man, I fucked my girl so hard that night. She had nose because I spit in the bitch face. I slapped the shit out of her. Man, like I was doing crazy shit. And I'm telling you, like all this shit, like is if you want to know. But I was just doing shit just to see if she would do it. Like I was like stretch her mouth open and then just shove my tongue up her fucking nose while I'd be fucking her. Like just to see if I don't even want to stick my tongue up her nose. I just did it just to see if she would do it. And she did it. And she ended up with nosebleeds. I was like spitting in her face, slapping her. Like, I mean, we had tissues all in the bed with blood because she was getting nosebleeds. I was just shoving everything up her fucking nose, down her mouth, up her fucking ass. Like, just everything to her. I pissed on her into my fucking bathtub. Man, like, and I promise you, she went home to that beta dude. And the beta dude had chocolates ready for her. A hotel room with rose petals to the fucking bed. See, I'm telling you, every woman has those two guys, at least two guys in rotation like that. The beta who's providing for her and the dude who's fucking the dog shit out of her. It's at least those two. It's at least one bad guy and one good guy. I would say pretty much every woman has that in her life. So my bad, if you're that guy who's paying her rent, and if you're that guy who's, you know, who's doing all this to please her and blah, 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 okay, you're not who she really wants to fuck. You're just the provider, and she's just fucking you to get the provisions in life, okay? She wants to fuck, you know, the guys like me, the guys who don't give a fuck about her existence and spit on her. If you're not spitting on her, pissing on her, slapping her and shit, then she really don't want to fuck you. That's just the reality, sorry. That's the reality. She really don't want to, because if she wanted to fuck you, she would let you do all that shit to her. All right. That's just, it just is what it is. And then she would come back for more. Like in case my situation, and like, I don't pay for shit. She comes to me, spent like Actually, it's two of them. Don't, but I only fuck one of them. I used to have threesomes with them, but I don't fuck the one anymore because we're not sexually compatible. It just doesn't work. but yeah, man. Back to the original topic. Just do not ask them too many. Like I said, the only time, in my opinion, the only time questions are okay when you're trying to fuck a bitch. The only time you can still be successful in asking questions is when you don't know her at all and you're trying to just get a conversation started and get her talking. And after that, everything should always end in a statement, in a period. You see what I'm saying? And then if she, you know, and then, I mean, I'm not saying you're going to win every time. Like, you're still going to lose. Every guy, I got turned down hard. Actually, I'll tell you how I got turned down hard. I was actually out with this one group of friends. And this one little girl, she was in IT. She works in IT and shit, and she plays video games. I play video games, so I liked her. And then I asked her flat out, like, were you going to date with me? And she said no. I said, okay, bye, and grabbed my coat and just walked out. I ain't say nothing else to her. I'd be like, you going to lose. What I'm trying to get at is everybody's going to lose. Chris Hemsworth get turned down, all right? Fucking Thor, all the motherfuckers, Henry Cavill. All of them get turned down in the reality of it. Everybody's going to lose at some point. It's just the reality. But it's the core is, look, when you lose, don't take that as, oh, I'm just not a good enough man. Okay, matter of fact, here's another thing. I will show you the bitch's picture. I don't know what I did with my phone. After I left the brothel one night, I bumped into a bitch on the train that was like, she's a pharmacist, 24 years old, fucking beautiful Czech girl, man. Beautiful, bumping into her and got her I still ain't even text her. I got her contact information on the tram coming home that night. Like, literally, as soon as I walked out the brothel, you had to like walk a little bit up the street. And I got to talking to this bitch, and she, beautiful girl, pharmacist. And like I said, now, and 10 minutes earlier, another bitch would have, you know, could have completely shot me down. That's how fast this shit works. Like, the point I'm trying to make is this, man. Look, just as quick as a bitch will shoot you down. And you're not good enough for her and blah, blah, blah. There's another one out there, like probably the girl walking three steps behind her will do somersaults on your dick and deep throat you and let you do whatever you want to her. So like, look, don't ever get caught up over one, because there's always, I'm telling you, there's always another one who's willing to do anything. So the losses, well, you got to understand how to interpret them. Because I think a lot, when I was younger, especially, I remember I used to take losses as, oh, well, I'm not a good enough guy, blah, 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 and just, you know, kill my fucking self-esteem. But, I mean, I grew out that shit, and that's, you know, long gone. And then, okay, that's a whole other topic of video. But, yeah, just never enter in with too many questions. Because, like I said, every woman truly wants to be led. Okay, now there's some women who say they don't, and the only reason they say they don't is because it's usually between a few factors. The women who claim that they don't want to be led and don't, you know, blah blah, these are women who usually know that the men who are strong enough to lead them can and will just do better than them. Or these women, well, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. The women who claim they don't want to be led, they know that if they found a man who they would be comfortable with leading them, they know that this said man can just go out and do better than them. You see what I'm saying? So that's why they don't like, that's why some women will claim, oh, I'm a strong, independent woman. You see, but when you dive down to it, look, the men that they want, they've at least accepted that these men can just go and do better than them. So they really don't stand a chance too long with these men who can lead them. So some women, they'll just say, fuck it, I'll just be alone then, you know, or end up with a man who they'll just resent later on in life. But yeah, man, that's it, man. So I hope I made some type of sense. I really need to start writing shit down to go down in like orders of shit. Because I start rambling and get on side topics too much. But yeah, just dumb man, just don't go in. When you're dating a girl, once you end up in this whole thing of
why are you acting like this? What's going on? I don't know what to do.
See, once you get into that frustrated mode, okay, once you do that, and then especially once she sees you do that, it's over. It's over with. It's over. You will never get back to that peaceful dynamic of you being dominant, her being submissive ever again with that woman. you might as well, like, you would be much better off just taking your, like I say earlier, just take your ball, go home, and wait for another one to come along, man. Because, like, I know one dude right now, he just went through that. And you can't tell him nothing. Especially with that situation, you can't tell him nothing. So you gotta just let him, you gotta watch him just lose all this time over being frustrated over this one bitch. You know what I'm saying? When there's literally 14 of us probably on his same street that will fuck with him, but he's on this one bitch. Like, and he's gonna waste all this time and frustration and effort. Okay, well, I don't know. And he, you know, no. They just are not worth that. You see, you could just go out and just get another one. This, like I said earlier, and I think the last video, as soon as something doesn't smell right, man, cut that shit off. And see, guys like that, see, like that situation, like I said, that's watching guys go through that, my instinct usually is just to laugh at them. But now, if I became like friends with them beforehand, I didn't know they was like that. Like, I feel my testosterone drop hanging around the motherfucker. And I really don't want to be around him no more. Like, because it starts fucking with it starts fucking with me on an internal level. Like, well, maybe I should deal with a dumb bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my internal level, I start to sympathize with the pussy shit. Like, maybe I should put up with a retarded hoe. Maybe that is what's supposed to be. No, it's not supposed to be that, man. If something don't smell right with a bitch, bounce on her. Just take your ball and go the fuck home.